In order to get back into the swing of the sugya, let us just start from that Ein Gimel Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom. We had a memre of Rav Huna Omar Rav. The side of the memre was that Rav held that an osham that sheniskapru bailov is meiker adin, it becomes an oil already. Since it's not roi anymore to be nikrav out an osham, and it's oimet to become an oil, so the minute it's not roi to be used as an osham, and it's oimet to be an oil, so it gets already a din oila, and if it shachs to istam, so it's a kosher oila. So we see from Rav that you do not need an akire to be oikerit from what it was made before, since out the matzev now it cannot be the kolben that it was oimer to be, so automatically it becomes now what it is now in this matzev oimer to be. So an osham sheniskapru bailov, afilu shachta istam, meiker adin, is kosher and it's an oila. And there's a gzeire, aber kapanu meiker adin, that's what Rav holds, that automatically, since it's not right to be an osham, it becomes an oila without a separate anakire, without a separate shchita l'shem oila. Eisvei Rav Chisde l'Ravune. So Rav Chisde is the kashet l'Ravune. We learned in the Mishnah, Shachtoi v'noida shemoshchoi bailim es yodom. The Mishnah said that he was speaking about that we shachted a kolben Pesach in Shabbos. V'noida shemoshchoi bailim es yodom. And later we found out that v'shas l'shchito is moshchoi bailim es yodom, or yimesu, or nitmu. But Tony, so in the Mishnah says that he's part of a kolben chatos because mivnei sheshachat bershus, he was not mechuyev to be chayke v'doyrish b'shas shchite if the bailim, if it is still a pesach sheyesh le bailim, or if it's meiso, I didn't moike b'saymachan chazake, that mistame it is still a kosher a pesach. So mivnei sheshachat bershus. We learned, so he's part of a kolben chatos. V'toni Allah, we learned a baraisa, b'chol ki hai gavne, if the same thing occurred during a weekday, yisarev miyad. So then, you'll burn the kolben Pesach right away. I'amret b'shloime bo yakire, so the Gemara says as follows, if we will assume that even though Ba'ashel Husham, it's not oimed anymore to be a kolben Pesach. It doesn't have bailim. So Yamrit, if you'll say afal pikein, it does not automatically become a shlomim, no, you have to be oikerit to make it a shlomim, is the Yamrit b'shloime, if you'll say not like Ravuna. If you'll say boy yakire, that automatically it will not become a shlomim. You have to be oikerit for a shlomim. So, and if he wasn't oikeret, here it's the Mishnah speaking, but he wasn't oikeret for Shlomim Fakert. He thought that he would never shecht it if he would know that Meisu Bailov or the Nitmu Bailov, he would never shecht it, because he's not allowed to shecht it at Shabbos. So, Yamrit b'shloim bo yakire, you have to be oikeret to make a Shlomim Sahai Pesach. So, since he was under the oppression that it is a kolben Pesach, and it was geshachten stama l'shem Pesach, given the last lay bailim, and since there are no bailim to this kolben Pesach, avalei psulei begufay, so it's called, it was geshachten shaloylem nuya. That means he shechted it, and there's no menuyim on it, so that's the reason why it's a posel a kolben. Amati lahochi yisorif miya, so that's why it's very good. Why the Baraisa says you burn it right away, because it is a psula gut. Elo I amret loy bo yakire, but if you'll say, the way Rav Huna Marav says, that automatically it becomes a shlomim, since it's not broy anymore to be a Pesach, there's no bailam on it, so automatically it becomes a shlomim. Is mereishe habalei shlomim. So already it is a shlomim. Psulai mishamai. So what is the reason? Why is it puzzle? What psul is there on it? Not at Shalom Nuyom, because by Shalom there's no such thing. Mishum Dovaracha. It's possible because of a Zaytik Ezach, the Koshochet Leacha Tomin Shalbein Abayim. So the whole reason it is possible because it was Geshochten after the Tomin Shalbein Abayim. See, it's possible with the Rabbanon. Or possible with the Torah. This type of things done a Ritva that's possible with the Torah. I'll see Yovid Loi Mahani. So he wasn't allowed. So it's not a psul in the etzem kovn. It's a psul. He wasn't allowed to do this avoda after the akrovas atomit. So abakpanim is not a psul aguf. It's ibur tzure boi. So then the halacha is if it is not a psul aguf, one is not permitted to burn it right away. You have to wait till ibur tzure. That Rashi says that's lina. So what is pshat in the baraisa? This anya we learned in another baraisa zeaklal. Kol she psulay begufoi. If you have a kol that is a psula guf on it, spigul noisa. Although anyway, by Pesach we sang it shachta shalolam nuyav. That's a psul in the guf akol. Sorif miyat. But if you have a zaitik psul, it was chal a psul bedam. Ubebailim to baltsurosoi viyetzila beisasrei. So you burn it only after Bultzure. Not allowed to burn it right away. So according to Rabbi Namarav, that he says you do not need an Akira, so of course the whole psul is because you shechted a shlomim after the Tomit Shalbein Abayim. So that's not a psul aguf. So why is it Yisorif Miyad? So because of this kasha, so the Gemara wants to say, wants to be chayza from the whole member of Rav Huna Marav the way we have it. Ella loitema shachtoi stam kosher l'shem oilo. Do not say that if he shachted it stam, an oshem sheniskap rubaylo, and he shachted it stam, it's kosher for an oilo, because the shachtoi stam is not kosher for an oilo, because it's not an oilo, it's still an oshem. Well, it's a noshem sheniskap l'baylo, but it's still a noshem. Alayim ha-shochta ilishem oylo kosha. If I can't, Rav Huna Marav said, if you'll be oiker, the shem osha mine, al yedei that you shechted l'shem oylo, so it's kosha. Alme, boy yakir, it's proof akir. We now say over the maimer of Rav Huna Marav, mamish, the opposite way we had before, and Rav Huna Marav says that you need an akire, automatically it will not become an oila. So now we need an akire, so now it's very good. Because since there was a Pesach without an akire, was they didn't shechted l'shem shlomim, so poshet, so it's called a Pesach. I was geshachtin shaloylem nuyah, but didn't have any bailem. So that's a psula guf. So psula guf is yisorif miyad. Frag the gemore, no, bishloim in Rav Huna Marav, you can tell me that is a mistake, tak. If he tak a holds, you need boyakir. Abol abchiye bagam de da oma. But we had before Abchiya Baganda that says, Nizrika mi pi chabura, v'omri kagen sheye bailem t'meye meisim, v'nitche le Pesach sheine, v'nidoche le Pesach sheine, hayu de bo yakire. Abchiya Baganda said, that normally if you have a kolben Pesach, that is not oimit to be geshochten for a Pesach sheine, so then, you do not need an akira to make it a shlomim. It's a shlomim automatically. When do you need an akira? So he says, klal, the way we understood before the Rav Huna Marav says. But since it's not oimed anymore to be a pesach, so automatically it becomes a shlomim. Abchiya Bagamda says, when do you need an akira? If you have a pesach rishon, which is oimed to become a pesach sheni. That means that it was nitmu a bailem, so the bailem will use this korban for a Pesach sheini. So we use for a Pesach sheini, so a melech is to loim it to be a Pesach. Then you zichah need an akira to make it a shlomim. Mal koponim, Rabchiya Bagamda holds, that if von sich allein will become ois Pesach, you do not need an Akira. So, la b'chia b'agam de doma nizrka mi picha bura b'omigen shoye b'aylam t'meyim meisim. Nidochim le Pesach sheini hayu de boy Akira. You only need an Akira when it's poshet oimit to remain a Kolben Pesach. Ho ba'alme loy boy Akira, but if it's not oimim to be a Kolben Pesach, so you don't have to be oiker, you don't have to shechted l'shem shlomim. Automatically, it's geshechted l'shem shlomim. Is ma'ikol ma'imam. So according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, what are you going to do with this paraisa that you saw if me'ad? It's not psulei begufa. Elo Omar Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua. Hoche b'maya skinam. The Bereise that says, Yisorev Miyad is speaking about in such a case. Gegoin shef rishoy koinem chatzoitz. Umafrish the kolm pesach before chatzoitz. Umeisu bailim acha chatzoitz. The kolm pesach was around after chatzoitz. And it was already nearer to be nikra for a Kolben Pesach. Then all of a sudden, the Bailam died. Umeis of Bailam acha chatzoitz. Ava lei nire v'nitche. So it was nire after chatzoitz, it was nire to be nikra for a Kolben Pesach. Then when the Bailam died, it was nitche me'akrovet. Is the chol hanire v'nitche shuv einay chayzer v'nire. So if it was once nitche, so then it's einay chayzer v'nire. It's a new din of this. There's a hilchis dichui by karbonis. So if it's nitche for hakrova alts karbon pesach, so it's nitche for hakrova period. Rashi explains. So when is there such an inyan of a moisa pesach? So every time it's nitre. Rashi explains that Bishas was chatzais, it was nevad, when he was mafresh a Kolben Pesach before chatzais, then it was nevad. So by chatzais, it never was nira lahakrove. So by mail, it wasn't nira lahakrove, and later they found that after they were makriv the a second Kolben Pesach. So there it wasn't nira v'nitche. But if the Kolben Pesach was around and it was already nira for a Kolben Pesach, and then some reason it was nitche, nitmu, bailam, or mesu, so then there's a din of dichoi, and then that's called a psul aguf. It's a psul on the Kolben, and the kibin she nitche, nitche. So therefore it's yisorev miyad. You mentioned the last time the Chazon Ish asks Ibazoy Shver according to Rav Huna Marav. So what is the case of an Osham? The Osham was Zira Nitche, Zira Nire to be Nikraval from Osham. And then when it was Niskapa by love, so it was Nitche. So how could you make it for an Oyla? Well, let's get back to the Gemara. So that's the teretz that Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua wants to say. Frag the Gemara, this teretz will not help Rav. Midi hu taime, elo le Rav. The whole problem we have is Rav. He says, Rav said that an osham that is now oimetu be nikra for noilo, you don't need an akire. Automatically it becomes a noila, so the kasha was over here. Automatically it should become a shlomim. So you're telling me a teretz, but since it was nire le pesach, it was nitche me pesach, so therefore there's a din dichui, and you can't be makrebet. Ha'omar Rav baleichayim einom nidochim. Rav himself holds there's no din dichui by baleichayim. So Mamela, if there's no din dichay of Babalechayim, so Mamela, so the Teretz is you didn't find for anything. Because Balechayim are never nidochim. Let us see what Rashi says. Midihu taime. This is the Rashi when the lines start getting wide. Midihu taime elol rab. Aite rutze rab matritz loy. To omar loy boy akire. Rab has to give this teretz because rab holds you do not need an akire. And the kasha was, why is it yisor of miyad? Omar rab epek shnei seiri. Bale chayim einon nidochen. Bein dichoi ela bedam oi bebaila. Kigoi. Soyer shel shem shenishrat. Now it seems that you need, by the avoida of the soyer pnimi in Yom HaKippurim, you need there should be around a soyer that's oimed sholach lazozel. You need that soyer to be around. So we learned soyer shel shem. Shenishchat was nishchat v'koydem zrikas domoy meis amishtalayach. So now it's not roil zrike because b'shas zrike there's no mishtalayach. So that is a dichli in the dam. The dam was then dochui from zrike. So even though later they'll get another mishtalayach, but there is a dendifa yishafach adam. What happens if the Mishtalayach died before the Shritas HaSoyer Shel Shem? So now it's also not Roy to be Makriv, because now you can be Makriv the Shel Shem because you don't have a Mishtalayach LaZozel. Al Koponim Eini Nifsal Mishum Dichoy. Rav holds it is not Nifsal Mishum Dichoy. Because he holds Balei Chayim, Einam Nidochem, the Odin Dich is only Bedam, or Bebailim. That's not a good Teretz. So we're back to the Kasha. So what so the Kasha is, that, why is it Yisorif Miyad? If you hold that you don't need an Akira, So the hope still is that it was a shlomim that was geshachten la'achar atomit shobayin abayim, which is not psulei begufa. Elo omar rapope homoni rabelezari da omar v'chein ha-sheichet acherem l'shem pesach posel v'havalei psulei begufa. What does he rash? Elo omar rapope. La'olam loy boy akire. We're back where we started from. Rav, uno marav holds, you do not need an akire. Ustome shlomi. That means if meisu bailam, litmu bailam, moshe bailam as yedayim, automatically it's a shlom. If it's a shlomim, we yes, the kasha, so why is there's no psul aguf? The whole psul is that it was nikrav after the tomit, shobayin abayim. Paho diktoni aloh de masnisin b'choyl yisorev miyad. So why is it yisorev miyad? Rabbi Elazar, it's going according to Rabbi Elazar. Umishum di shlomim, and because it is a shlomim, since it is a shlomi, chugoyin dishachtei behedye l'shem pesach. So we make an akimte that it is speaking about that that's true. It's a shlomi automatically, and it is speaking about an akimte that they shachted it behedye l'shem pesach. That means as follows. That means if he wouldn't have said anything, if the Shoichet wouldn't have said anything, so it would have been so stoma lishma, so he's sechting a shlomim stomit, so it would be a shlomim, the shame shlomim, which the whole psul is, was nishchat after the tomit shlomim abayim, which is not a psul agu, and therefore it would need a bitzure. Now we're making an akimta. We're speaking about that when they shechted it, they said, I'm shechting it befeirish l'shem Pesach. So what happened? So he shechted a shlomim l'shem Pesach. The Rabbi Elazar l'taymei, doma befeirik, doma nishchat shlomim sheshachtam l'shem Pesach posel. Abu Lazar holds that Yeshechta Shlomim Bizman Shchitas HaPesach L'Shem Pesach, it is possible. So Mamel, this is a psula guf. This is a psula guf. Rabbi Lazar learned that just like Yeshechta Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, it's possible. Chatzais, so Mamel, Kal V'Chaim, if Yeshechta Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, it's also possible. So Mamel, so you have a psula guf. Like the Gemara, so that's the Teretz of Rapopo. Moni Rabbi Lazari, to Omar, v'chein, ha-sheichet, acherem, l'shem, Pesach, posu, ta'avolai, psuloi, beguf. Like the Gemara, so this Baraisa, v'toni, alo, the Baraisa is explaining the Mishnah, is being moisev on the Mishnah. Baraisa is telling us that if this would have occurred in Bechol, so she saw of Miyah, but it's going on the Mishnah. So Akochreis is the Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer he chatos nami mechayiv. If it's going according to Rabbi Lezer, so he should bechayiv a chatos. The Lezer Rabbi Lezer toya b'dvar mitzvah potter. He says the Mishnah says shochtoi v'noide shemoshru b'ayla meshodim ha-shemeshe shenitmu potter. The Mishnah says your potter from a chatos. And the Baraisa says, Bechol Yisorif Miyad. So we're making an akimte, speaking about that it was a shlomim sheshachte l'shem Pesach. The Mishnah says, Yopoto from a chatos. Now, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer does not hold the din of Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah, that patos from a chatos. So why does the Mishnah say your potter? It's going according to Rabbi Lezer. Should be chayev a chatos. Rabbi Lezer does not hold the ptur of tor b'dvar mitzvah. Let us see what Rashi says. V'ir Rabbi Lezer amayt namas nisem potter l'chayev mishum Shabbos. Or less lay, Rabbi Lezer does not hold the ptur of tor b'dvar mitzvah potter. Hello, Tirgimo, Rav Yosef, Bereide, Rav Salah, Hasida, Kameide, Rav Pope, Homoni, Yosef ben Chonoi. Now, Yosef ben Chonoi is Bemison, a Tane that has two milas. We're really repeating the same teretz. But we can't have Kakash Rabbi Lezer Lushitose. Rabbi Yosef ben Chonoi holds, like Rabbi Lezer, that Shlomim Sheshochtom L'Shem Pesach is possible. So that's why Bechol Yisorif Miyad. And Yosef ben Chonoi holds, like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is possible for Machatos. So Memele, we have an ideal Tane that for both kashas, Yisorif Miyad, because he holds Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is possible. And he's part of a machatos, because he holds like a Yeshua Tobit Bar Mitzvah is part of this man, Yosef ben Chonoi, Hanishchotim L'Shem Pesach, Vishecht Eishlomim L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Chatos Psule. So Memeila Alme Psule Begufayu, Umishemachi Yisorif Miyad, Ubepture. In the halachis of Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah here, part of a machatos, Chai machatos, Savalok Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah is part of a machatos. Zot Rashi, Ubepturi de Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah, Savalok Rabbi Yosef Bechanoi, Rabbi Yeshua. So this was the Teretz of Rabbi Yosef Berei de Rav Salah Hasidim. Zot the Gemara weiter, Rav Ashi Omar Rav, Rav Ashi Marav wanted to say another Teretz. No, Rav Ashi Omar, Rav the Omar, Rabbi Yishmoel Benoi Shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broik. Rav that holds that you do not need an Akira. We asked Akash and Rav, if you do not need an Akira, so why is it Yisorif Miyad? So he says, Ein Chanami, according to Rav, Take, don't be Yisorif Miyad. Ay, the Braise says Yisorof Miyad. So the Machlok is Tanoim. Rab Ta'omak, Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechem Bebroike. The Sanye, Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechem Bebroike Oymar, Im Yesh Shehus Bayoim Leida, Im Moshru Bailo Meshideim Oyshemesu Oyshenitmu Chayek, Utu'u Botzorosei Biyoitze Lebeis Asreif. Let's first go on the second halach of Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechem Bebroike said. As Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechem Bebroike said, that it was Moshe Bayim Yedeim, Hashemesu Shenitmu, Tu'uba Tzorosa, you need a Batsur. So you see, Klal, that he holds, that when you shechted the Skolben Pesach, which didn't have Bailim, there's no Psalagu. So Ar Kolchoch, Abishmo Benoish, Abiyechim, Abreika holds, you do not need an Akirit, and it's a Shlomim, and the whole Psal is because a Shlomim that was nishchat after the Talmid Shalbein Abayim, netzare psulagu, u'botzorosoi, v'yoytze lebeis ha'sreif. So, we see it's a machlokes tanoim. There's one baraisa that says, yisorif miyat. That baraisa taka holds. You need an akire, or had an akire, it's a pesach shalolam nuye, it's a psulagu. But Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechem Abroike says you need a Botsure. So we see that he holds you don't need an Akire. So it's a Shlomim La'achar HaTomit. Memeli Taka says you need a Botsure. That's the Teretz of Rav Ashi. Now, in this Baraisa of Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechem Abroike, we see another Nekude, which the Tana of HaMishneh Grad does not hold. Is this the Tana of our Mishnah held that if a person shechted the shechtoi v'noida shemoshcho abaylem toto mimnei sheshochat boshus? So we had mentioned the Brahmisod, and the Mishnah explained that the Emerson, by these cases, moshchoi paylem eshodomoy meisoi nitmu be'etzem the shechet is not an onus. Theoretically, it would have been possible, before he shechted, to please ask the Bailam on this Kolben, please come and raise their hands, and they'll find out, are they Bailam, are they not Bailam, they bow, they tome, Moshe Yedeim, he could have found this out very easily. Now, Mipnei Sheshachat Bershut, since time is of the essence, it's Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos, so Memele, they gave Rishus. He has rishus not to ask. He has rishus not to ask. He's not mechuyif to be mevar. Chazal said you don't have to be mevar. Even though you can be mevar, you have mechuyif to be mevar. So, the Mechuyif explains the Mishnah that, so if you're not mechuyif to be mevar, so the mail I'm an honest. I can rely on chazoke, that mistama the bailam are alive, that they're not tome. So the mail I'm an honest. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Now, in this Nekude, Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechon Ben Broike is Cholik. He holds that there's no such thing. Since if there was Shuhus, there was time to be Mevara, so you mechuyev to be Mevara, so there's no Ptur on us. You're a Shoigik, you're not an Onus. So Memele, so he holds, that's what he's Moisef. He is chayiv achatos. But al kaponim, that's a zaitik in the kude. But al kaponim, we see there's a tane, a bishmol b'naish rabiyechon ben broike, that holds that you do not need an akire, and you take it there for a butzure. Now the Gemara explains the Rai. My time. My take you need a Botsura. La Mishim, Bloy Boy Akira. Because he holds you do not need an Akira. So the Mela, the whole Psul is, it's a Shlomim, Shanishkutu Lachatomit Shabayin Abayim, which is not a Psul Agu. So the Mela, that is why you need a Botsura. So the Gemara Mimai, who says that is Pshat in Rabbi Shmoy? The Oma afilu pigul nami boye botzure. Hey, so Rabba Bavua holds a fila psula gufni zibotzur. Could be he holds, you do need an akira. And it's takya psula guf. Now what he says, you need a botzur, because holds a fila pigal also needs a botzur. A fila psula guf needs a botzur. The aleph oven, oven minaisa. And then the Gemara says, it's not famazaya dingachs that, you say, I say maybe he holds like Abba Barabu, you say he doesn't hold like Abba Barabu. Dilate approved you he holds like Abba Barabu that a psula guf needs a botzur. Dilate aimahochi. Nitmu baila. He's, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechim ben Breike said, three cases you need a botzur. Now one of the three cases is nitmu baila. Now nitmu baila, so lachayre, this Kolben Pesach, which was geschachten, is not a shlomer. This Kolben Pesach will be used for a Pesach Sheini. It's aimed to be used for a Pesach Sheini. So lechayre, so by nitmu bailem, the psul in this Kolben is, not a shlomim la'achad the tomit shabayin abayim, it's a Pesach shenishchad shalolim nuyo. That's what it is over here. Here you zich need an akira to make it a shlomi. Doma rabchiye bagam de nizre kamipicha burg and show you bailim to me a mace when it will a person shiny. She said, klo, if the bailim are to meyim and they'll need a person shiny, so this is oime to be a pesach. So it's not neka automatically, doesn't automatically become a shlomim, it's not a shlomim. It's a pesach. So on Kolchoch, in this case, it's the Zicha Psula Guf. There was a Pesach, Shem Nishchad, Shaloylem Nuyo. Ba'aval Pikein, Rabbi Shmuel says, Nidhe Bertzure. So you see, Fakir, so that's no Rayet the Rav, that he holds, that it's a Shlomim. He holds everything Nidhe Bertzure, Fila Psula Guf. So a Meile, so Rav doesn't have a Tanet, the Svira Leite Chabosei. Ela machvalte kedishoni mi kore Yosef ben Tanoi. So the best parents we have going according to Yosef ben Tanoi. Taki, you don't need an akira. We're making an akimte. The akimte is speaking about that he shechted it l'shem Pesach. We're making an akimte. He said befeirish l'shem Pesach. So Yosef ben Chinoi holds a shlomim shenishchat l'shem Pesach is a posel akom. That's why he sorif miyad. Yeah. Agavuche, the tzlach is moira, that it's also not too poshut. I mean, this is L'chayre and Akira Betoy. That when he shechted it L'shem Pesach was because he thought it was a Pesach. He didn't know that the Meso Bailam, Nitmo Bailam, he thought it was a Pesach. So that when he shechted it L'shem Pesach, he was real from. Really, he didn't have to say, I'm shechting it L'shem Pesach. Stom is also good. But he shechted it L'shem Pesach. But this whole Shechit L'shem Pesach, because he was under the impression that it's a Kolben Pesach. If he would have known that it's a Shlom, he wouldn't check the L'shem Pesach. Was felt in those ways to make a Pesach a Kolben. So it's an Akira Betois. So L'chayra, we heard at the beginning of the Sugya that an Akira Betois is not an Akira. So why is it Ake Pesach? So why is it Yisorif Miyad? Ba'adach L'chayra is on that this Gemara holds. But an Akira Betois is a Teres Akira. As it am Zognes, this old Teres is only Behold Akira Betois, Havi Akira. Behold Akira Betois, Lehav Akira, Sama Meila den Rava Tachnish Kain Eitze. Azo is the Shlach, the Tzlach Moira. Zot Rashi. Rav Ashi Oma, Rav da Oma Leel, Loibo Yakira. Rav that said before, you do not need an Akira, automatically it's a Shlomim. Less lay bahai tamed, tana doma bachel yisof miyah. There's not all like this tana, ela kesava rav, de mas nisin le inyin tsure, ki hai tana sovalo. The our Mishnah will hold like this tana. He holds that lamaisi, you don't need an Akira, so he holds that the tana of our Mishnah will hold the Omer Boye Bertzure, that you take an Ibe Bertzure. אם יש שהוס ביום לזה ששוחט פסח זה בשבת, לבדוק, כפי יש טעם תבי בוידק עם עבר המסר בילה, ולא ישול, לא יטוי בדבר מצווה, אלא שויגק, וחייב. ויש שהוס איזנר עטוי בדבר מצווה, אלא שויגק וחייב. שויגק קורי אס הקורב לפשעי. He's not a tall bit of a mitzvah. But to ubar tzorosoi, im ulchol, di ilo b'shabes litzach loy, do b'shabes loy sorof loy, manoch b'yont of nami loy sorof loy. So you don't need a bit of tzorah, but the time will be burning it. There's more than lina. My time aboy ibo tzorah, lav mishum de kasova loy boy akira. Because he holds you do not need an akira, b'zeh tam nishrat v'rayu shlomim k'sherim. Elo shenishritu achatomit. Bosom machmes dover achu. So he holds like this tane, and the sarab holds like this tane, that l'maise, tak you do need a botzure. Because it's a psul machmes dover achu. Umimai, du melolam boi akira. Could be it nor aytara. Could be this time holds also you need an akir. Upsuloi begufoi. Ah, if it's psuloi begufoi, the boy betsura mishim, the rabbi shmol, sovolo katana, the way rabbi barabu. Toma, afilo pigush, upsuloi begufoi, toni betsura. So trashe, if lo yisparish, li ike milsa, the tana, the rabbi barabu, eiche itma. And he said that afilo pigul needs ibotsura, bekama mekoy mismaisila begmora, but exactly the mekoyr of rabbi barabu, Rashi never found. Dilei taima hoch, ide taima mishum de ksava psula gufto ni betzura, if you won't say like that. Ela mishum de loy boy akira, you'll tell me the reason you need a betzura, is because it's not a psula gufto, loy boy akira, so it's a whole psula, because it's a shlomim, after the tomit, hoti nach meisu, oi niskaplu, אבל נתמו, מייקה דלוי בוי הקירי, הסתומה לפסח שני קוי. רבי שמוע לא ישנתמו נמי קטני, that's one of the cases of רבי שמוע that says נידה בצורה. And this already is a פסול הגוף. This already is a פסח שלא למנויות. אלא מחברת, the time of רבי שמוע משום לקסב על פסול הגוף, תני בצורה. ותענה דיסוף מיד סובה, לוי בוי יבצורה. V'ile trutzi bois, and that's l'chayre bitter. So if you don't need a b'tzura, why not? According to Rav, it's not a psula guf. V'ile trutzi bois, like the psula raf, poch interas, no? The psula guf di doga b'meisro, imoshru yodom, mishum d'shochte l'shem pesach beg. It is speaking about that he shechted it b'feirosh l'shem pesach. V'iyu l'shlomim koi b'lo yakirikra. Taki, this is aimed to be a shlomim. V'ahavu l'shlomim l'shem pesach b'sula gufu ki yaisu ben chenoi. That is pshat in the beraisa that says yisoref miyad. Let us see Teisves tach ein gimel amed aleph. The next to the bottom Teisves. Taisus is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a few cases. The Mishnah says, Shachtoi v'nimtza treifa b'sei sapata, Shachtoi v'noide shemashchu baila mashadu shemesha shenikva pata v'mnei sheshochat b'rshus. So Rashi seems to say that the ptur is because he's an onus. He wasn't believed to be boydik. Afilu, he's Rashi saying, Nimtza treife is poshet, he's anonus. It was a Nimtza treife besaisa, he's ich anonus. How should he know it's a treife? So he's ich anonus, he's part of a machatas. The other case is, Shachte v'noide shemoshru bailam. So there, he's not a real honest theoretically. Because he could have been boydik, the way we just had Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shrat, just we had Rabbi Shmuel hold that take lemaise, he's take chayev achatos. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds, she'onusud lehoi yedeya shekein, lehoi lehoi livdei kalkach, since he did not know she'moshul bailim, He did not know Moshe Rabbeinu, so Memele, Goloi Hoyoloi Livdoi Kalkar. There was no chiyuv on him to be boided if the Bailam are still alive or not. So since there's no chiyuv, so Memele, so he's also considered an onus. So Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah that the Ptur of Treife and all these other cases is because he's an onus. Loi hoya loi livdoi. This is the Meir de Ketosis we'll see here. Shachtoi benimtze treife b'sei sepop. Teimo l'ri amai potter. So we'll see the Ri did not learn like Rashi that he's potter out onus. We'll see why in a minute. But the Ri learned he's not potter out onus. So why is he potter? He's potter out stor b'dvar mitzvah. That's the reason why he's potter. Frag the Ri, ma loi loi osa mitzvah. Shachtoi v'nimtza treife, it's loyosa mitzvah. Didn't do any mitzvah whatsoever, so why is he photo? Umas nisin ukimne ke Rab Shimon, and the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. That was the previous Toisvis, that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. The Mechayiv, and according to Rab Shimon, the Mechayiv, apul Rab Yeshua, echad loyosa mitzvah. Rab Shimon holds, apul according to Rab Yeshua, that holds Tobit v'a mitzvah. Is part of Hamakom that Tavke Heiche the Osam Mitzvah, but Heiche the Osam Mitzvah Yechai. So Memele, so Toysmith has a Teime, so why Shachtoi Venimta Treife, why are you Potter? It's Tobit Bar Mitzvah, Vulay Osam Mitzvah. The lack of the Meme Doche Potter, Mishim Dachashvina, like, oh, no, so Toysmith, I'm able, will say like Rashi, why do I have to make problems? I should say that the Ptur is out Tobit Bar Mitzvah. Let's say he's Potter out Tonus. How should he know? Roy Behemus Einem Treifes. So Mamela, so he could rely on Roy. So Mamela is an Onus. Bal Kochoch Lav Mitam Onus Potter. So Tosfos brings a Raya, the Ptur of the Mishnah is not out Tonus. Elo Mishum de Tobit Bar Mitzvah, ki de Muchach Begmore de Porich, Yirabi Elezer chatas nami mechayiv doles leitobit var mitzvah potter. Hey, so we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that how could you say our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elezer? The Gemara says you don't need an akira. And lemaisa it's a shlomim, and he shechted it l'shem Pesach. So that's why he saw of miyat. So the Gemara asks, how could you say it's going according to Rabbi Elezer? The Aki says it's going according to Rabbi Elezer. The Mishnah says that you're part of a Kolban, and according to Rabbi Elezer, you should be Chayiv a Kolban. Because he doesn't know the Ptur of Tobit Bar Mitzvah. So Tosfos brings a Meir de Kerai, that you can't say that the Ptur is of Tobit Bar Mitzvah. And a Gemara. We'll come back to Tosfos Raya soon. The Muchach Big Mora, the Pochi Rabbi Lezer, Chatas Nami Machayim, the Lesley Tobit Bar Mitzvah. So you see, the Ptur is out Tobit Bar Mitzvah. The Ptur is not out Onus. The Tiritzri, the Chosa Midibre Rameya. So the Ri says, that what it says in the Mishnah, that what it says in the Mishnah, that all these cases, Yepotra Makobin, is going according to Rameya, not according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rameya, Libid Rabbi Yeshua, Tobit Bar Mitzvah, Vloy Ovid Mitzvah is also Potter. Rashi learned the Pturas out Onus. So what did Rashi do with the Gemara? The Gemara weiss this klar, the Pturas out Tobit Bar Mitzvah. So Zamoyre de Keteret from the Meroy Meisode. He says, first of all, I mean, Tosfos is very schwer, the Dvar Shmuel asks, the Ramachonon asks, Mein Tosfos says that by treife, Tosfos mutzitzich a person, shechter a treife shebeseiso in Yontif. Mein Tosfos arrived from the Gemara. The Ptur is not out Onus. Why isn't there a Ptur Onus? This is, the Tosfos is doch appella. That means if a person can rely on Roiv, he has no way to be mevara, but if it's a treife, it's another treife. He shechter, he relies on Roiv. Tosfos in Anfang Achaylet says, if a person relies on Roiv, he doesn't have to bring a Korban, he's an Onus. I mean, what is Taka the Svara of Tosfos? I mean, Tosfos is a Raya, but why isn't Taka an Onus? That's like a very short to understand. But Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara. Zogt the Morei Meisode as follows. Let us be Magdim, a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that, what is the halacha if Edom came to Bezden, when Ederot came to Bezden, and they said Meis Baila, and she got married. So it seems that, she's allowed to get married, and so she got married later, the husband comes back alive, she doesn't have to bring a korban chatas. She's allowed to get married. She doesn't have to bring a korban chatas. Even though it's possible she could have been mevarer, she could have been chayke v'doyre, she's not mechuyev, she got reshus to get married, she got a heter to get married, so mamela, she's not mechuyev to be mevarer, and mamela, she's not chayev achatos. What happens if she was mezanet? So then the dinner, she does have to bring a chatos. Now, it's very modne. Manushech, is the husband dead or isn't he dead? If he's dead, so he's dead, I'm allowed to be, the heter wasn't, it's not a heter to get married. The Bezdin assumes that he's dead, and then Mamela, she's allowed to get married. No, if he's dead, so she was Bezanda also. She's not a Tznua, but she's not, why should she be Chayav Achatos al Tzei Shasish? So it's Mavua, that Bemison is a Zoy. Bemison, she's not a real Onus, she could have been Mavara. Find out, the Eidechot says Meis Baila, go there, find out what happened, you can be Mavara. No, she's not mechuyev to be mevarer. There was a heta. You're allowed to get married. But the heta was only to get married. If you want to be mezana, we never gave you a heta to be mezana. You want to be mezana, then you have to go and be mevarer. If you want to be mezana, there's no ptur of onus, and then fakert. So then you have to bring a kol mechatas. So the Marei Mesode says as follows. In the Mishnah it says that Shachtoi v'noida shemoshchu bailem shiodom shemesh shnit mopot v'nei sheshochat b'rshus. So what the shochat b'rshus means? Shochat b'rshus means that he had rishus that he wasn't mechuyev to be boided. It means Chazal said, not the way we just learned from Rabbi Shmuel holds you if this time, you don't shech, you're boided, you're mevarev, the bailem has to look. The Tana of our Mishnah says no. Because of the Deichik Azman, they gave Rishus, you don't have to be Mabar. You could be Seimach that the Bailam are alive and it's a kosher base. That they gave Rishus. But, who told you to open your mouth and say you're shechting the Shem Pesach? Now, what did he do wrong? He did a gemaldic thing wrong. Chat is like this. Chazal said, you can assume the Pesach, that you can assume that the Bailam are alive, right? So if you'll shecht it stam, so. If it's the Bailam are alive, so you shecht it a kolben, kosher a kolben Pesach, a stam is good, you shecht it a kolben Pesach, so it's a good kolben. What'll be if the Bailam attack you dead? So you shecht it a shlomen. So it's a kosher a kolben. It's a kosher a kolben. It's a tobit va mitzvah va obit mitzvah. It's a kosher kolben. That means if you wouldn't say you're shechting l'shem Pesach, so memeila, everything, it wouldn't be too bad. We'll end up with a kosher kolben. It'll be a kosher Pesach or a kosher shlomim. That was the rishus that Chazal gave the shechit. If you shecht without being an oibachochem, al tizdak harbe, then we gave you rishus. But you are an oibachochem. Why were you annoyed, Bechochem? You said, I'm shechting l'shem Pesach. Oh, you know, if you're shechting l'shem Pesach, and what will be if the Bailam Taka died? It will be a puzzle of Kolben. And that we never gave you rishus to do such a thing. If you want to shecht l'shem Pesach, then Rav Yid, you go be mevar if the Bailam are alive, before you shecht l'shem Pesach. So Memele, if he said he shechted l'shem Pesach, so Memele, the rishus he doesn't have already. So Memele, if he doesn't have the rishus, he's not an onus already. But then Lemaiser, so he lost the ptur onus. He's only an onus because he has the rishus not to be boiding.
That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. He's not, I'm not mechuyev to be boidik, I'm an onus. But you're only not mechuyev to be boidik if you'll shecht stomach. If you won't shecht stomach, so memele, you don't have reshus that to be boidik. So memele, so then a ptul onus you don't have. But then there'll be a different ptul. You're not going to do a mitzvah. It's tobit va mitzvah. It is tobit va mitzvah. Frech the Gemore, aber Rabbi Lezer holds that tobit va mitzvah is chayim. That was the Gemore's kasha. That means according to this akimte, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that he shechted beferish l'shem Pesach, so then take, then you can't say that the ptur is out onus, because he only gave him reshus of shecht stomach. Then the ptur has to be out tor bidvam, then the ptur has to be out tor bidvam mitzvah. So can't go according to Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar out tor bidvam mitzvah is chai. So that's why in this akimta the Gemara says the ptur is out tor bidvam mitzvah. But in treife is zicher an onus. That's how the Remisoda wants to find for Rashi. Let us see Taisus and Amad Beis. Psuloi machmas mai, ave sher shochtoi. So the Gemara said that if you learn that you do not need an akire, so it comes out that this Pesach shemesu bailo, this Pesach is a shlomim, so the whole psul is because it's he shechted a shlomim after the tomid shel bein abayim. Vim toime, ma'ika medama ha'chakira lehidah la'el, how could the Gemara be medame? Just like according to Rav, if you have an oshem shnis kapur bailo, automatically becomes an oilo. The Gemara asks, so adin, if you have a Pesach that there's no Bailim, automatically becomes a Shlomim. Maika medam achar kir lidalel. Toshem shekipru Bailim ba'achal. When the Bailim brought a different Oshem, sulay chazi l'oshem, so it's not anymore roi for an Oshem. So then automatically becomes an oilo. Avo Pesach shenitmu Bailim by Moshe yedem akati chazi l'Pesach. It's still not automatically ois Pesach. In Yivnu Acherim Olof. So what are the fact of these Bailam Bonimshach? But it could still be kosher for a Pesach today in Yivnu Acherim Olof, because it's now Lekamo. Nimnim o Moishchem Yedayim Ad She Yishoch. Yeshloima Tahani Mili Kshenisha Echad Mivnei Chabur Olof. So Taisvi says that the halacha is that you can make it again kosher for Korban Pesach. That if one of the previous menuyim remained on it, shimnisha legamri blei bailam sulei chazi lePesach kedesanya b'soif mishaoy yatome hamafresh Pesach umeis im bnoinim laolav yivenu l'shem Pesach im bnoinim laolav yivenu l'shem shlomim. So you can't bring it anymore for a Pesach. So that's why the Gemara said, since here tak it's not roi if anymore for Pesach, so automatically it becomes a shlom. That was the Gemara's kasha on Rav. Zamuri dike kasha that the tzlach asks on the Gemara, the tzlach asks, afilu you'll say it can't be a Pesach anymore, but now you can't shecht it for shlomim also, because it's after the tomid shel bein abayim. So yes, so why loit Rav automatically is it a shlomim? The whole lomdus of Rav is that it can't be an oshom, so it's oimid now to be an oilo. So he says, if you could shecht now a shlomim, so good, so it can't be a pesach, so it's a shlomim. But you're not allowed to shecht now a shlomim. Now it's not oimid to be a shlomim either. Tomorrow will be oimid to be a shlomim. But now it's nishtay nishtay. It's not roi to be a Pesach, but it's not roi to be a Shlomim. It's not roi now to be geshochten l'shem Shlomim also. Not a lot of shechted now l'shem Shlomim. Forget it, it's after the Tomid Shalbein Abayim. So Memela, so that's a kasha after Taisus Teres. Taisus says the kasha is still going to be a Pesach. So Taisus is not going to be a Pesach. In fact, the Tzlach, but it's not going now to be a Shlomim either. So why did the Gemara assume, according to Rav, that automatically will be a Shlomim without any Akira whatsoever? Bedam or bebailim to Uber Tzurosai. Tame it. In Cain. So, what does it say? There's a psul in the Bible, and either Batsurim. Cain echetoni shochtai. Venoide shemoshru bailim es yodamashin nitma. Vachel yisorif miyad. So, let's say, if you'll say you need an akira, so it's very good. It's yisorif miyad. Vabadam or bebail bin in the Batsurim. Need a bitzura, so why it is a psul in the Bible? Like lemeim keperish, I couldn't restach the bedam of Bible. Myrik going shenit ma achas rike the arshe pesach kosher ashe ein lo yoichlem. That's a psul Bible. The peperikates at zayl makmina lo koydem zrike. The tony Bible dum yedidam. Just like this psul and dam is koydem zrike. That's a psul the dam. So psul bavam is also koydem zrike. So lechayre. So why is it good if you don't hold like Rav? Petiret Rav Shlomo b'Rav Shlomo di d'leil ma'iri koydim shchite. Babak ma'ishach d'shloi loichel z'choshev psuloi begufoi. That means like this, that here it's speaking about that koydim shchite, so that's like it called a psula guf, because he shechted it shloi lemnuya, shloi loichlo. Here we're speaking about that with the dam of Bailim, which is Tubal Tzorosoi, which is Posel, is Taka after the Shrite. It's after the Shrite. You can't make Zrike, because you don't have any Bailim to make Zrike for. But Al Koponim, it's not a Psulagut. Omar Rab Ali Chaim Einom Nidochim, Taima Maskinim Perek Shnei Siri, Omar Locho Rab Alibed Rab Yehuda Loi Kamina. And Cain Lame the Masnisan Rabyuda the Sova Nidoch. Rektachtoisus, what's the whole problem, even though Rav personally holds Palichaimenim Nidochim, but could be the Tony Allah, the Mishnah is going according to Rabyuda, the holds Palichaim Nidochim. Kama Mishnais Matsini the Sovid Balchaim Nidochim, Peg Mishay Tome, Betmura, Bishele Krisis, Baikalar Shwamila Balachaim Nidochi, but so Rav Lukmik Rabyuda, Masnis Nami Amailo Muki Kevose. The Rishash is Moira, Taisu said before the Chayim Gimel Amadale from the Divrei, the Taisu just learned now Shochtoi, that our mission is going like Rab Shimon, not like Rab Yehuda. Hodron Aloch Eilu Devorim. Let us start Keitzat Tzoylen. Zog the Mishnah. Keitzat Tzoylen as a Pesach. How does one roast a Kolben Pesach? Mevin Shpud Shel Rimoy. The spit that is used to roast the Kolben Pesach on has to be made of a certain material. It has to be made, number one, of, it has to be a wooden spit, not a metal spit. And the wood has to be from a branch of a rimain tree. V'toich voy l'soich pit, and he sticks in the shput, into the, that means the thin part, we'll see in Taisus, the thin part of the shput. He sticks in through the pear, ad base nickel bosoi, the noisein es krov ves b'nei meyov l'soichoi. And the kroayim, from the knees down, and the b'nei ma'ayim, he sticks into the Kolben Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Let us see what Rashi says. Keitza tzoylin shput shalim oin taimu meforish p'gmore. V'noisein es kiro'o k'dachsiv sli eish roishoi al kiro'ov says al kiro'ov al kiboy kulom ke'echot mashme. Ashi in Chumash explains al means im, so it means the mashmoi is a posuk is it's ke'echot spun. It's roasted together, the roish with the kra'ayim, with the kirbayim, alas alosh and im. So memele, it should be inside al kapon, it should be inside the tle, so that's called ke'echot. You're roasting it, everything together. It's not, if it's outside, if it's next to the Kolben Pesach, that's not called Kechel. You're roasting this Bazunda. Kechel by Stoy, since it's inside the Tzli, so it's one big Maisa Tzli, which roasts the whole Kolben with the Rosh, and with the Kraayim, and with the Kibay. That's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kimin Bishul Huzer. That if you'll roast the Kolben Pesach, in such a way, so it's not considered that you are roasting the Kraayim and the Kibayim. You're cooking it. Zekrashi Kibin Bishul Huzer, Shemebashul Bnei Meyov Besoichoi, Kamoi Besoicha Kedera. Since the Bnei Ma'ayim are not exposed to the fire, so it's like you're roasting it in a pot. So here the pot is the kolben is the pot, and you're roasting the Bnei Ma'ayim inside. Kemin bishaloze ela toilin chutzolo. So he holds, therefore, your toila chutzolo. Toilin chutzolo. Toichvon bishpud lemaila mipiv sheltla. Lemaila mipiv sheltla, really the Rosh Yosef and Chulin explains, lemaila, in reality, we'll see in Tosfos, the tla was put on an angle. It was Reishei Lemato, and the Acharayim was Lemaila. Now, in front, that means Lemaila Mipiv Shel Tle means that when you put things on the Shpud, first you put the Kirbayim, then you put the Kraayim, and then you put the Tle with the Reish. So by Emerson, like this, it's very good, the lashon of the pasuk according to Rabbi Kiva. The pasuk says, "Roishoy al kirboy al roishoy al krov al kirboy." That's actually the lashon of the pasuk. So according to Rabbi Kiva, "al" means not with, "al" means over. So that means, so if you're looking on the shpud, the way it's mesuda, so on the bottom of the shpud, you have the kibayim. Next to it, over that, you have the kraayim. Over that, you have the roish. Is roishoy al krov al kibay. That's the lashon of the pasuk. So according to him, al is not a lashon with, al is a lashon over. That means that this is over this and this is over this. So, the Emerson, there's a kasha that the Mizrahi asks on Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash brings down it's mashme kuloi ke'echot, and Rashi brings down that you put the kibayim in the tleh. So the Mizrahi asks, that's like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we pass on like Rabbi Kiva. So why did Rashi say, Pshat Nechumesh Shalei Libid Hilchesen? That's what the Mizrahi asks. It lives by Akasha. The Divrei David, the Taz, wants to fa'em for Rashi, wants to say, Rashi is a Meforish Nechumesh, his Pashta Dekro is Mash Mekechot. Rashi get Nishtarein in Aloche. Rashi saying Pashta Dekro, Pashta Dekro is Mash Melech Rabbi Yosei Glili. So I thought to be Mantik, it's very good. Rabbi Kiva sich nicht gedungen mit Pashto Dekro. Rabbi Kiva gegangen mit Lomdes. Im Kain, good. You'll say that Pashto Dekro al means im, aber he asked, Areike min bishel huze. Aber comes out and you're cooking the Kraayim in the Bnei Maayim. So me mele, so this is, was pilpul. This wasn't das Pashto Dekro. I'm a learn chumish mit kinder, roishay al krov means im krov, im kirboy ke'echot. It's mashme, that's what Rashi said, Rabbi Yosef Glili. Kuloy ke'echot mashme. The mashmoy, sa posik is, that it's ke'echad and means that the k'raayim and the k'baayim is in the korban pesach. Rabbi Akiva didn't say with the mashmoyis, but says, but you can't learn like that. Because k'min bishalu says, so therefore you have to learn a different pshat. Zut the divrei David, so memela, Rashi and Chumash, getting a sharayin in pilpul and lomdus, Rashi saying, pashta the k'ra. Like this would be very good. No, it's very interesting, the Meiri, the Sfas Emes, Shit Mekibetzes, bring down the Skimim Bishulu Zeh. It's only Psad Rabbona the Kibishul, it's Niri Kimavashul, it's really not a Bishul, it's a good Sli also. And if you learn like that, so Emerson, then there's no real Machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And but it could be, the Mizrahi who asked Takashi learned as a Rais of the Kemachloikis. So perhaps this could be pshat in that Taket Rabbi Kiva is choylik on the Pashta Dikra because of Kemin Bishaluzer. By Rashi mentions only the Bnei Meya Vesachnit. Kemin Bishaluzer Shemevashal Bnei Meya Besoichoi. Why is the problem only by the Bnei Me'ayim? Although there's a problem by the Kerayim also. Abu Bekitza, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kemin Bishul Zalo Toilin Chutzo Loik. So he learns a different shot. Tochutz Loik, Toichon Bishpud Lamailo, Mipiv Sholtle. And that's what we said, that you have first the Bnei Me'ayim, and then the Kerayim, and then the Tle. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ein Zeulen es a Pesach loy ala Shpud shal Barzel loy ala Askele. Amar Rab Tzodik Meisber Gamliel Shama le Tobi Avde Tzeitz loylonu es a Pesach ala Askele. An Askele is a grill. Let us see what Rashi says. Loy ala Shpud shal Barzel kele meforish begmore. Shamatches shemischamein mikzosoi mischamein kuloi. That metal is a conductor of heat. Is memele, so the outside chelik of the shbud, which is exposed to the fire, gets very hot. Now this heat, so it gets conducted in chamik tosoi cham kuloi. So memele, the shbud inside the korban pesach is also hot. So lemaise, so you have now a new source of heat that is roasting the korban pesach. That's called Nitzla Pesach Michoim Ashput Shebesoichoi. Shapnimi Mischama Meidek Tzose Achitzen. Because the Shput that's inside the Korban Pesach gets hot because of the Tzose Achitzen, the outside Chelik. Avle Pesach Tzli Mach Mesdova Acher, Rachmona Omar Tzli Eich. So that's why a Shput Shebazo is not good. Askelo Greilish Belaz Bekula Chataime. Because it is also a sisli machmas dovarache. The teichvei l'soich piv, zek teisves oimari mishimochi teichvei derech piv, when you put the tzad akotzer derech piv, v'vishenoisin hagash shebishpud lamato, that is on the bottom, kedei shelo yipur la pesach, that this supports the pesach, it shouldn't fall through, Oz havi beis hashchita lamato, the beis hashchita is facing downwards, the kodayiv domo derech shom, and the blood drains down into the esh, there's no shayla of dam either.